Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Sushipe, the online community information platform for disciples. Here we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Father Jeff Norfolk, a priest from the Diocese of Sioux Falls, shares what God is doing in his life.
Welcome to With You Always podcast, brought to you by Come Follow Me, where we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always, in every moment and in every place. My name is Father Jeff Norfolk, and I'm excited to share with you today's reflection.
Ashes, ashes, we all fall down. Many of you are familiar with these words from the nursery rhyme, Ring Around the Rosie. If you have done any kind of research about these words and where do these words, ashes, ashes, we all fall down, come from, what do they refer to? There's much speculation. Is it a reference to the Black Death and the bubonic plague? When it comes to our Catholic faith, there is no speculation about the reality that our bodies will be put into the ground, eventually turned to dust. And in fact, every year, our Catholic faith reminds us on Ash Wednesday, remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. We need to hear this reminder on a regular basis, that our lives will come to an end, that death is a part and a reality of life for all of us. Anytime we lose one of our loved ones, that reality is put back in front of us again to reflect on it. There's a phrase that has carried out through the tradition of our Catholic faith that says, Tempus fugit momento mori. Time flies, remember death. And not only is this something that's been passed on throughout the centuries, this reminder of death, but I believe in the past year especially, in 2020, with the spread of the coronavirus, there were many people who were afraid of death. Death was on their mind. They saw loved ones die. They saw loved ones suffer and get sick. In the midst of that reality of seeing death, and for many even fearing death, let us turn to our faith and to be reminded that Jesus knows the plan for our lives and that he's preparing us. That yes, our earthly lives will come to an end, but there is an even greater life to come. He says to us in Matthew 10, verse 28, And do not be afraid of those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul. Rather be afraid of the one who can destroy both soul and body in Gehenna. In striving to protect our physical health, we cannot forget about our spiritual health. In striving to preserve our physical life, we cannot forget about our spiritual life and that we're made for eternity. In these days, as we begin the Lenten season, we're brought back to Jesus' teaching from Matthew chapter 6. He teaches about prayer, about fasting, and about almsgiving. And not only does he teach us these disciplines in Matthew chapter 6, but he lives them as he shows us his 40 days in the desert found in Luke chapter 4, where the Holy Spirit drives him into the desert to pray, to fast from food, and to give of himself generously. To teach us to do the same. As you begin these days of Lent, I pray that you may reflect. What's one way in which God would like to draw you deeper into your relationship with him through the practice of prayer? In prayer, we choose to put to death the preferences of our time. The ways that we would like to use our time for other things, we surrender them, we put those preferences to death so that we can spend time with God. Getting to know him, preparing to be with him for all eternity, and understanding who we are and the purpose and the mission that he has given to us here on this earth. In the practice of fasting, we learn to deny ourselves, to take up our cross and to follow Jesus, to let go of even good things, to let go of food, which is good and necessary for life, to let go of electronic devices and social media, to regain our focus back on the Lord, to make sure that he is the greatest good and the most important relationship in each of our lives. And lastly, the practice of almsgiving. Jesus spent 40 days giving of himself generously, praying and fasting on our behalf to teach us how to pray, how to fast, and how to fight temptation. On the last day of his 40 days, there was Satan ready to tempt him, to get Jesus to question and to doubt his identity. And yet, through those days of prayer and fasting, he was able to persevere by the power of the Holy Spirit with great clarity and conviction of the Father's plan and mission that he had sent Jesus to live out. So may prayer and fasting give us clarity, help us to be purposeful and intentional in living the mission generously of giving ourselves out of service for others. Lord Jesus, we ask, having seen and heard a lot about death in the past year, may we not be afraid to die. May we be honest and come to you recognizing that, yes, one day our earthly lives will end. And yet through this great season of Lent, reflecting on our own death as we approach your death on Good Friday, to see that also resurrection comes. And through prayer and fasting and almsgiving, we prepare. We surrender ourselves to you that you may one day raise us up.
Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.